The Name Game. The Lawsuit That Shouldn't Exist. James Calloway was a man who prided himself on staying out of trouble. He had no debt, no criminal record, and no history of legal disputes. That's why he was stunned when he received a lawsuit notice in the mail. Plaintiff, XYZ Collections Agency versus James Calloway. Amount owed, $34,000. James shook his head in confusion. "This has to be a mistake," he muttered. The letter claimed that he had defaulted on a loan taken out 5 years ago, except he had never taken out a loan with that bank. He called the number on the notice. "Sir, this debt is legally yours," the agent on the other end said firmly. "You are responsible for repayment." James refused to back down. "Then show me proof. Where's the contract with my wet ink signature?" The agent hesitated. "We have electronic records." "That's not proof," James shot back. The agent sighed. "If you don't pay, we'll see you in court." James hung up. Something was wrong. He was being held liable for something he had never agreed to. But as he would soon learn, this was how the system worked. Discovering the legal fiction. Determined to fight the case, James visited a constitutional law seminar led by an independent researcher named Daniel Royce. During the lecture, Royce revealed something that made James's blood run cold. The government creates a separate legal entity for every person at birth. That entity, written in all caps on every official document, is legally distinct from the living man. All lawsuits, debts, and government claims are against that entity, not the real person. James raised his hand. "Wait, are you saying I'm being sued, but it's not really me?" Royce smiled. "Exactly. They're suing James Calloway, the corporate fiction, not the living man James Calloway." James's mind raced. "Then how do I prove I'm not the one they're after?" Royce handed him a book on legal status correction and a sample affidavit of identity form. "Separate yourself from the legal fiction, and they'll have no jurisdiction over you." James left that night with one goal: dissolve the legal claim against his name. Removing himself from the system, James began the status correction process. Step 1. Affidavit of Identity. He filed a notarized affidavit declaring that he was the living man James Calloway, not the corporate entity James Calloway. He sent this document to the court, IRS, DMV, and collections agency. Step 2. Challenging Jurisdiction. When he showed up in court, the judge called out, "We are here in the matter of XYZ Collections Agency versus James Calloway." James stood but did not enter the bar. "I am here as a third-party administrator for that legal fiction," he said. The judge paused. The attorney for the collection agency looked uncomfortable. Step 3. Forcing the court to prove their claim. James demanded that the plaintiff produce a contract signed by him as a living man. The bank's lawyer fumbled through papers, unable to produce one. Case dismissed. James had won, but he wasn't done yet. Now he had to make himself untouchable forever, securing his life in a trust fortress. James realized that as long as he had assets in his legal name, he was still vulnerable, so he took drastic steps to remove himself from the system entirely. Step 1. Moving everything into a private trust. James created a dynasty trust and transferred his home, bank accounts, and assets into it. He was no longer personally liable for any debts or lawsuits. If anyone tried to sue him, there was nothing in his name to take. Step 2. Removing his name from government databases. He revoked his voter registration. He updated all legal documents to reflect his private trust ownership. He began conducting business only through a UBO trust. Step 3. Operating outside public contracts. He refused to sign any public government contracts. He traveled using a private identification document, not a state ID. He stopped using a social security number for financial transactions. James was legally invisible. The final test. Months later, James was pulled over by a highway patrol officer. "License and registration?" the officer asked. James handed him a private travel affidavit instead. The officer frowned. "This isn't a driver's license." James nodded. "I'm traveling privately, not driving commercially." The officer went back to his car, ran his name in the system, and found nothing. No license, no government records, no tax ID. After 10 minutes, he returned and handed back the papers. "You're free to go," James smiled. The system had no claim over him anymore, breaking free from the name game. Most people never realize they're playing a game. They assume the name on their ID is them, They assume government-issued contracts are mandatory. They assume they must follow laws meant for legal fictions. James had discovered the secret and used it to become legally untouchable. Now he was on a mission to help others escape. Are you ready to separate yourself from the legal fiction? File an affidavit of identity to remove state jurisdiction. Move all assets into a private trust. Operate outside public contracts and government databases. Ensure that no lawsuit, tax claim, or police action can touch you. Get access to private trust documents to protect yourself forever. With Trust Fortress at trustentities.com.